Alleluia, alleluia. Christ was revealed in flesh, proclaimed among the nations, and believed in throughout the world. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Having preached very recently on this gospel text at our Celtic Eucharist, my initial reaction was to preach on one of the other readings. Or I suppose I could have preached the same sermon and wondered if anyone would notice. But no, I felt moved to study and pray over it again and see what came up. I'm going to look at the concept of saving the best till last in our lives, following up the words from verse 10 of our gospel reading. Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now. I was pondering over what a wonderful mantra this would be for us if we were all to go through life doing our very best each day without thinking that with our advancing years, we're going to just dwindle away with nothing to give. But amidst all that, we were actually saving the best till last. Certainly, our bodies tell us when we're pushing ourselves too hard, and that's when the younger generation have to step in. As indeed we used to step in our youth. But I think that as Christians, it's worth considering that God is still lining us up for even greater things, maybe, than those we're presently doing, even if it doesn't entail climbing up ladders to clear the church gutters. At a recent midweek service, there were only three in the congregation because of the snowy, icy conditions outside. But one of those three was, for the most part, wheelchair-bound. I shall always remember that attendance, as if ever God was saving the best till last, it was mirrored in the presence of that person. Praise be. Back to the wedding in Cana, and what a truly remarkable happening that was. Is this telling us that God can revive, recharge and reconstitute everything, and can turn disappointing insufficiency into miraculous provision? I think this is a very positive pointer in the right direction for us, living our lives amidst our human fallibility. We can easily be crushingly disappointed when faced with situations that seem irreparable, but that's when our faith steps in and gives us that best wine in the form of hope and love from God. There is a book entitled Your Best Life Now by Pastor Joel Osteen. I quote from page 5. God wants this to be the best time of your life. On another page it says, happy, successful, fulfilled individuals have learned how to live their best life now. Initially, this doesn't seem to reflect the point I'm trying to make about saving the best till last, until you think of it as always doing your best for God in the present time, but never doubting that with his guidance there will be more and even better things for you to give in the future. Another positive thought as we consider our own mortality is the consideration of the old order of things, the world in which we live, which will pass away. Jesus will make all things new. And like the wedding in Cana in John chapter 2, on that day, in faith, you will truly know that God has once again saved the best till last. What this gospel account suggests is that there is a divine creativity at the very centre of things, ready to pour into our most ordinary moments, so that we're filled again with reverence and wonder, with a sense of courage and fresh possibility throughout our lives. It's that fresh possibility that keeps us going. Interestingly, in this text, it starts with the words, on the third day. On the third day, water was turned into wine. And on the third day, death turned to life. We have a living Saviour whose kingdom is teeming with new life. So we raise our glasses to the resurrection on the third day and the grace of redeeming blood as we live every day for God, never feeling that we have no more to give. What if we were on the brink of, and are in fact already caught up in, a process of radical transformation, in which hate is already being turned to love, despair to hope, and water into wine? Live every day, but never feel that you can't keep the best till last. And remember, what we are able to give may well change as our years advance, but it shouldn't stop us from working for God. As we heard in our epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. So, in our darkest moments, and we all have them, when we feel we've nothing else to give, we may say to ourselves, oh, it's too late for me and for the world. I'm too set in my ways and the world is too far gone. Yet here comes the steward reaching out to take a sip of Jesus' wine and saying with astonishment, you have kept the good wine until now. Alleluia. Amen.